Hey, this morning we have a guest here in the studio with us. Laura Canning is with us this morning. We are going to talk a little bit about the Soiree with the Swans, sponsored by Cass County Conservation. How are you?
Not too bad.
Have a good Christmas?
Yeah, hanging in there.
Good holiday.
With weather.
Good New Year.
Yep, yep.
All... Kids got everything they asked for.
Sure.
how come we never ask if the adults got everything they asked for? Well, if you're asking for a chance to have some time with the Swans, you're in luck because you might be able to get that. Soiree with the Swans is coming up on January 6th. That's what we want to talk about here this coming Saturday. How has the season been for Swans?
It's been a little rough because we've been enjoying this nice weather.
Uh-huh.
And we don't have ice on the lakes yet. So they're all still a little spread out. So it's going to be interesting to see how this weather this week leading into Saturday is going to change things. You know, if we get some solid pieces of ice on up north on the lakes, they're going to be scooting through.
Yeah.
So right now they're still all kind of spread out. Swan Lake was even was saying that they had a couple swans and a sandhill crane hanging out on their lake. So they're all still kind of spread out.
Yeah, they are creatures of habit, but they have to be pushed to get into that habit. They need to be forced south.
Yep.
With ice, and we're not seeing quite as much of that here
right yet.
But we'll see how it goes. I've seen swans out there. We have some.
Yes. We have about 40 of. We have about 40 swans out there in the neighborhood.
What's a good year?
Well, let's see. Last year we only had an average of 37, mm-hmm. and the year before that we had an average of 43. So. It's about our average, but we'll see if we ever get to see, you know, over 100, because last year I think our highest was 90, and the year before that was 106.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of depends if they, you know, obviously that's great numbers too. If we're going to stay stable and steady, they look at that too when they look at if the swans are having babies and where they all are, because, you know, they look at counting the babies.
Sure. And we're talking about the Schulberg Recreation Area here in Atlantic, by the way. So you
right.
know where
the
we're
neighborhood
talking.
Is Cass County, because
yeah.
I do get some reports of the area of where mm-hmm. some of the swans are either out feeding or hanging out on the lake. You know, sometimes our neighbors in Adams and Adair County call us in too and say, hey, we got like 30 of them down here. You know.
Are they starting to spread out a little bit around the area?
Well, right now with the no ice, they are definitely spread out. Mm-hmm. So like Lake Binder South has some a little bit ago. So
all right, well, it's been how many years now since they first landed here?
So it's, let's see, we are celebrating our 25th year next year, so we're already starting to plan. So when we talk about the Soiree with Swans, we've been doing it the Soiree with the Swans I believe 20 years upcoming, and then next year we will celebrate 25 years of them hanging out in Cass County. So
we're not getting, they're not becoming kind of, okay, they're in the neighborhood kind of a thing. People are still excited to see them, right?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, when they get all spread out like this, people are all excited. And then when ice finally comes on the lake and then they have to go, okay, well, we got to find somewhere where that water's going to stay open.
Sure.
Then you get, that's when you get, you know, the hundreds of them in places.
Little refresher course. They travel in families, right?
Yes, they do. Yep. They keep their babies. They'll keep their babies all the way till spring with them, as long as they don't lose anybody along the way. And then so in spring, they will take them all the way back to the place where they had them. And then they'll kick them out and say, hey, bye. See you later.
Time to do your thing. Now, do the babies normally come back to winter where the adults show
yep.
them?
The point of that is to remember where they're going and to get that kind of ingrained into their brain, that migration pattern and how far things go and how far the parents took them and things like that.
And they do that without Google Maps.
Yep. And, you know, in the last couple years, now it's been more than 10 years probably, when we helped Arkansas do that. You know, we wanted them to remember, hey, if you're born in Iowa, you can go as far as Arkansas and
mm-hmm.
things like that. So,
yep, we always have to ask for directions. So they know.
I know.
Back and forth year after year.
This is a good spot, and that's why they keep coming back.
Yeah.
You know, it's really now, it's probably at least the second generation, if not the third.
Yeah.
You know, they live to be about, we used to say they used to live to be about 20 in the wild. Now, the biologists, now that we're we've tagged them over the years, and we've now GPS tracked them. Mm-hmm. They are living probably over 25 years average now in the wild. Now, I did look just today. I wanted to see if any of the GPS collared ones were hanging out around Cass County, and they were not. But there's still some up in Minnesota. Again, back to that there's not ice on the lakes everywhere yet. So even some of the ones that have the GPS collars on them are still up north.
Okay. So. Very good. Well, and all this and plenty more are some of the things that you'll learn if you come out on Saturday to Soiree with the Swans.
Yeah, and it's a come-and-go program. So, you know, it's from 11 to 2. Our last program's at 2. You know, don't feel like you have to be there right at 11, though I will say morning time is the better time to be out, especially it is looking like it's going to be a mild week for weather, because then they'll be out feeding around and moving around. So usually they do stick around a little bit in the morning, and so we can get some good viewing of them. But my, you know, I'll be restarting programs every, 10, 20 minutes. So. Mm-hmm.
What is the wonder of swans for the children when they come out to see them?
Well, it
is
depends.
Is it the size?
Yeah, you know, the big one is the size. You know, sometimes we talk about that if they make sounds out on the lake. So, you know, it depends on how much they want to show off for us, if they do lots of flights around and things like that. But I think it's the size of them. They're huge. They're much bigger than me, even.
So. Do people still get the chance to feed them?
You know, if you want to, you can. The DNR, now we have had such a sustainable population of them. Mm-hmm. We don't really concentrate anymore on feeding them at our wintering sites. But we do ask, if you do want to, just bring fresh corn. Make sure the corn's not moldy or anything. We don't want our swans getting sick.
Yeah, I know folks used to want to take bread and tear that up and
toss
it out there. Not a good thing.
Not a good thing for those guys, and not even for the ducks even. So
Yeah.
Really, but we'll be out there. We'll have some hot chocolate. We're hoping for a nice weather day, and come on out and hang out with the swans.
Very good. I see Soiree with the swans, and I think, you know, holding a cup with your pinky out, and we're having a nice warm glass of tea or something, having
it's
a little
Soiree. It's a fun little party. I have no idea. I haven't thought of any great ideas yet what we're going to do for the, 25 years next year. So
yeah.
I need some ideas.
Let's hope the swans continue to come back. They haven't shown any reason not to.
No, but I will say everybody was a little worried. So they came in November, but they were moving around so much with this ice not being on. And then they finally stuck to Lake 4, finally on December 2nd. So, they were... We're, just a little bit moving around and things like that. But that is the latest they've come or stuck to hanging out finally here since 2001. So
interesting.
They usually arrive in November.
What's the most common question you get at one of these events?
Oh, they are still technically protected in the state. So sometimes people ask about that. People still mistake them, when they're out hunting snow geese, and we talk about that sometimes. So, usually about, how can I know that that's a trumpeter swan and not something else I'm looking at?
So. Yeah, and I know we've done a lot over the years with trying to keep them out of the wires and the
high
tension lines and things. Has that been pretty successful?
Yes, and actually ours is, they are almost 13 years old, and we are getting ready to replace them. The lifespan on those bird diverters are about 10 years, and we've gotten 13 out of them. So we're doing pretty good. And so we're getting ready to purchase the new ones that'll glow better. Of course, these ones are getting so faded that they're not glowing as good.
Is it something they see, something they hear?
Yes, it's actually seeing, even though sometimes they do flap. But it actually is, to them, it looks red, even though it kind of glows like yellowish orange to us in the fog. It actually glows red to them.
Okay. Well,
we've
had, like other places, have had some issues early on with them running into those things and being injured or killed.
The DNR has started to do that in a lot of different places where they are doing the swan flappers in those wintering sites, because it's just extra protection for them.
Absolutely. Well, we can all live. We can peacefully coexist. We get the electricity we need, and they get the free rein to fly like they need.
Yeah, they get to see it.
We're all good. All right. And again, that is located at Lake 4. That's along Highway 83 there, just on the north side of the road. So it's pretty easy to find.
Yep.
And again, 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. coming up on this Saturday, January 6th, if you want to come out and check that out and find out a little bit more. Bring the kids, because this is really an event designed for a family, right?
Yep.
Excellent. And if you have any other questions, let them know, and we will have more information, too. If the weather gets bad, let's hope it doesn't. We can move it to the library, but it's more fun to be with the Swans.
It's looking good. We're hoping, crossing fingers.
Fingers crossed. Very good. All right, Soiree with the Swans coming up this Saturday. Make plans to enjoy. Laura, thank you so much for coming by.
Thanks for having me.